This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming today, and it's a great pleasure to welcome back on. He is a 2016 Ironman age group world champion, 35 to 39, Christian Haupt. Christian, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Ironman age group world champion. It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good and it feels good, yeah.
I'm sure. Christian, let's talk about your swim. You mentioned to me that out of the three disciplines, the swim was your weakest, and you haven't always been a swimmer. You've worked really hard on it, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't swim, I couldn't crawl in the age of 31, and then I just started with learning crawling, and that was very tough because everybody said to me, oh, why you want to do learning how to crawl? Because you are an Ironman, duathlon world champion, so why do you want to learn crawling? Yeah, but I feel that I'm wanted to start at triathlons, and I want to be successful like in the duathlon. So I know from the first time that I have to learn crawling.
that Christian, for me, that's amazing, and I know a lot of people who are afraid to get involved in triathlon and do an Ironman because the swim is a huge sort of obstacle for them. Talk to me about the process of when you're 30 or 31 deciding you want to do this. How did you go about it? What did you do to learn to do crawl, and not just learn to do it, but to do it as well as you are doing it now?
Yeah, I have one thing that was perfect. Yeah, my girlfriend, which I met this year and when I was 31, she was a swim trainer, so I have had to, of course, the best conditions to learn swimming. But she has to live with one thing that my parents called, if he wouldn't learn swimming, that's not your mistake. Yeah, he learned swimming in the youth very, very slow, and was a very hard process. And she's said to my parents, oh no, he's talented, wait a minute. Yeah. And after 1 year, okay, I could crawl, but I'm not fast. It's not a process from 1 year to learn crawling as this level that you can swim in the Ironman after 1 hour. But every winter I ask myself, what do you want to do? Do you want to train the strange running and biking, or do you want to challenge? Yeah, I think it would be the right word, to challenge your weakest discipline. And every winter I think as I said, okay, when I'm training very hard to learn swimming, I have to put in this roundabout 5 to 10 hours a week for swimming for some weeks, yeah. So I answered the question to myself, okay, I have to learn swimming, because you have to, when you do an Ironman very well, you have to be a complete athlete. So that's the reason why I'm answered every year the question, okay, don't train your strength, train your weakness. Yeah,
I think that's,
and that was swimming.
I think that's incredible, and I think that's advice anyone can use for any of the disciplines. But obviously, it works for the swim. What do you really enjoy doing in the water? What is your favorite swim workout?
My favorite swim workout, I think it's roundabout something included, like 10 times 100 meter, 10 times with paddles, and 2 times 400 meters with go fast out of the turnings, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first 10, 15 meters, yeah? And that's what I swim very often, because I think the 400 meters are broken with fast part, and the arms are the main point at the swimming, so that's the reason why in my favorite swim unit that are the these things are included. And of course, every time a little bit of technique units, but just only 200, 300 meters or something like that. Not too much, because I think you have to, when you want to swim fast, you have to swim fast. Yeah, that's the reason why I don't do 600 or 700 meters technique units.
I love that. That is. I can't add anything more to that, Christian. If you want to swim fast, swim fast. That's what it boils down to. Christian Haupt, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for joining us today. We look forward to chatting about your bike next time out.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.